Good morning, everyone. I've never really shared my testimony with anyone, sort of, I guess, bits and pieces, but never really in front of, my church. So, yeah, like when Pastor Pete first asked me, I definitely was sort of nervous and I thought, oh, okay. But, you know, then I just thought, well, it's actually a chance for me to be able to share with people what God's done in my life and, you know, how much he's worked in my life and, you know, how he's changed me. Like, yeah, I feel like the person I was 10 years ago is just completely different person to who I am now. I'm just going to share with you guys a bit about my journey with the Lord. So I went to a Christian school growing up, like a really great Christian school. My mum and dad were both in church. I knew lots of the Bible stories and, you know, I felt like I knew a lot about God. I even like had certain, you know, like books of the Bible there, the orders memorized and little things like that. But it was never sort of personal for me. I always had this thing in my head that I felt like God, he was so far away and he was so unattainable. Like I just felt like, I needed to get to a certain level of holiness and then maybe I'd be good enough for him. So that was just sort of a wall that I had built up in my life. And I sort of, going into my teens, I started partying and, drinking with my friends. And the lure of drinking and going the way my friends were going, because I didn't know the goodness of God and I didn't know what he had to offer and how fulfilling it actually is being a Christian and the hope that goes with that. Because I didn't know that, I only sort of had the knowledge of God, I knew about him. I did go this other way with my friends and, I would party on the weekends and things like that. And I met Greg, my hubby now, when I was 17, so pretty young. And we were married at 21. We had our first baby at 22. I was sort of just living for myself, living the way I wanted to live, just drinking on the weekends and, just completely, my heart was far from God. And I felt like the further time went on, the harder it was to sort of, get back to my childhood and this picture I had of God. It was like, the longer it went on, the harder it was for me to go back. And looking back, I can see certain areas where even though I wasn't walking close with the Lord, his hand was still on my life. I was, just reflecting this week, and I remember a time when I was driving in Perth on Roe Highway and I was like going 100 kilometres an hour and I just felt this voice sort of say to me, just draw back a bit from that car, draw back a bit from the car that's in front of you. So I did, and like less than 5 seconds later, the car went on to have a major accident, and like thankfully the people were okay. But, if I would have been that bit closer, like because the car had gone left, right, and it couldn't gain control. And so I thought, that's just God's hand just, on my life. Like even when I wasn't faithful to him, he was still there and he still had a plan. It sort of wasn't until we had a second pregnancy after our first baby, and we found out at 12 weeks that the baby had a really rare condition. And obviously we'd had one healthy baby, so it was a real shock to us. And it was just like, what's this about? And, because I wasn't close to the Lord as well, like my first instinct was just to terminate the pregnancy. And I did. And, I think if that would have happened now, maybe the choice would have been different. But it happened then. And even just when Di was talking about just grace and forgiveness in her message, God just sort of dropped it in my heart. Even before I'd asked for forgiveness, I was forgiven from him, like his forgiveness is there. So I guess that was sort of the lowest point for me. Coming out of this termination, I had all this guilt and I was so unforgiving on myself. I couldn't sort of let myself get past it. So I was carrying all this guilt and shame and, Also, when I was a teenager, I'd developed an eating disorder as well, so I was carrying that, and I was carrying that through my 20s, and it was something that no one really knew about, but I still had it with me. And then, you know, the only way I knew how to have fun and get this release was from drinking. So I had sort of all these things in my life that it was sort of like this low point that I thought, all right, like I've tried to do life on my own. I've really tried, and it's got me nowhere. So I remember coming into this church actually for the first time and just sitting right in the back. And it was like I sat down and I felt like I'd come home, you know, like I just cried every service. I would just cry, and it was like, you know, God's love was always there. He was just waiting for me to come into Him. And when I did come back to Him, it wasn't like this wall of, you know, oh, you've done this and done that. It was like the forgiveness was just there straight away. But because I did sort of have these things that I was in bondage to for such a long time, like the drinking on the weekends, and, you know, I had this eating disorder, it was like I had to really go sort of on a journey to kind of like find out who God was and who He said I was. And, you know, I never knew that I actually didn't have to be in bondage to sin. I thought that, oh gosh, I have to accept this, I guess. Like, you know, the drinking, that's, you know, that's something that everyone does. So I guess this is just, you know, what I'm trapped into. But yeah, it wasn't until I sort of really started to press in, and I ended up, you know, God set me free from the eating disorder. Like that just ended up going from my life. And, you know, I was so thankful for that. And sort of the last thing to go that I'd been in bondage from for such a long time was the drinking. And I remember, you know, coming into church and sitting in church and, you know, praising God and having such a great time. But come Sunday afternoon, like, I'd call a friend and be like, do you want to come over for a drink? And I'd go and sit with her and, you know, drink all afternoon. But I ended up hating it. I was like, oh God, I really just want you to take this from me. I hate this. And it wasn't until I had a wedding to go to down south, and I was sort of packing and getting ready, and I was in the bathroom and I was doing my hair, and I just said to God, oh Lord, I really don't want to drink. I want to serve you. I want to do what, you know, I want to be pleasing to you, Lord. And I just felt like God sort of say to me, well, do you trust that I'm bigger than this drinking? Do you trust me with it? And I just had this moment of, well, of course I trust you. Like, I know that, you know, you're above any problem, any situation. So, you know, it wasn't until I sort of like gave it over to Him that He took it from me. And it was like, I felt like a weight had been lifted. And, you know, I know that that can only come from Him. Like, I'd tried for so long to be good and try, but it wasn't until I actually just gave it to Him and, you know, He took it from me. So just seeing sort of what He's done in my life is just amazing. Like I said, I feel like I am a completely different person, and it's only because of, you know, His forgiveness and His mercy and His love for us that I am who I am today. You know, just seeing the restoration that He brings when we do have relationship with Him, like even my family, you know, begun to be disconnected, and, you know, since coming back to the Lord, like, my mum is now walking with the Lord, my sister is now walking close with the Lord, Greg's sister has been born again, and just seeing, you know, God's goodness overflow in every single area, it's like he fills you up so much that people just can't help but see, you know, what's going on. And just so many answered prayers as well. Like, I remember praying for the Lord to, you know, bring my family back together, bring my dad back to me, and now, you know, Dad's living in Broome with us, and so that was another answered prayer. And he's just done so much for me. He's just shown me a joy that you can't get from anything in the world, you know, that satisfaction of walking the Christian life. I searched for that for so long in so many different areas, but it's like I would always end up empty, and, you know, I would always end up trying to find happiness in all these things, but I always was back at square one. And, you know, I guess, yeah, the whole time the Lord was just waiting for me, wanting to be personal with me. It wasn't the knowledge of Him, you know, as a child with, you know, knowing this story or that story or knowing the books of the Bible. That, you know, that wasn't what He wanted, as well as that, you know, that stuff is good. But, yeah, He wanted that personal relationship with me, and he wanted to meet me exactly where I was at. Yeah, so I think that's all come to a bit of a sudden end, but praise God.